My best friend Stacy came over, and we all knew it was going to go down. My friend with benefits, Quentin, was already growing hard just by seeing her walk in. It's like I've got him trained to get ready to fuck her. We all cuddled together, but I made Quentin wait. Instead of letting him just take her, I slipped my hand between her thighs. She was wearing shorts, and I teased her through them before becoming frustrated by all the fabric. I pulled off her shorts and touched her through her panties. She was so wet. She soaked her panties and I could feel how much she wanted Quentin's cock. I pulled her panties down and pressed my thumb to her clit, rubbing it until she began to shake. I licked my fingers and pressed to inside of her. I could feel her walls moving around me. It made me wonder what it felt like to have a dick inside. I put my fingers in and out of her, watching as she became even more wet. I could smell her cunt and saw how much she was gushing and simply had to have a taste. I leaned down and pressed my tongue to her pussy, tasting her labia before pressing inside of her. She moaned, clenching her thighs around my head as she bucked against my face. Quinn was palming her tits through her thin little tank top, kissing her, pressing his tongue nearly to her throat. We were both using her and it made me so fucking wet. Finally, I sat up and told Quentin that she was good and wet for him. He pulled his pants down and his cock popped out, hard and ready. I took it in my hands, unable to not touch him. I kissed his cock before letting him go. He got on Stacy and pressed the head of his cock against her wet little cunt. He grabbed her wrists and pinned them to the bed. He pushed inside of her. She arched off the bed, moaning with pleasure as he filled her. I watched as her pussy gaped around him, taking him inch by inch till he was balls deep inside of her. "You're doing amazing," I told her. She looked up at me and I kissed her, letting my teeth linger on her bottom lip before letting go. Quentin began to pump into her. The bed shook from the force of his lips slapping into her. I kissed her again, and she moaned against my lips, crying out his name against my mouth as he moved inside of her. I leaned over her body and put my hand between their frame to tease her clit. She began to jerk beneath. It was clear she was getting too much, and she was close to orgasm. But I wanted to see it on her face. She makes the cutest O face. And I simply had to see it. I kept my eyes glued to her face as I rubbed her clit and Quentin pushed into her. He hiked one of her legs over her shoulder and pumped even deeper. She was clawing at the sheets now, trying to fight it, but there was no use. I knew it was too much for her. Her whole body shook from the force, shaking and gyrating until she slumped down again. And Quentin, he kept going, pumping his cock into her until his hips jerked to a stop. And then he blew a massive, warm load inside of her.